place where I could break through, like you said, and just say, okay, God, you know where I am, and you know what we need, and not just our wants, but our needs, and how you just, you don't think it can happen, but he's your father, and he just gives you what you need, no matter how nasty or rotten my spirit can get, or how I can be. He just loves me anyway, and I'm so thankful for that. And you know how he's there, like the sister said today, that Jesus, all we got to do is just turn to him, because you know he's right there. And I'm just so thankful that I have a Savior that loves me, and that he doesn't leave me, and that he's always beside me. And we sing in that song, look what the Lord has done. And each one of us know how we are within ourselves. You know, other people know how we are, but we know how we are in ourselves and in our mind. And just to think, yeah, look what God has done. Look what God has done in my life, and how he's changed me, and what a miracle he's worked in my life. And I'm so thankful. I don't want to ever take that for granted. And how, you know, him having his hand on my life and dealing with me, and that I would listen and to what he has to say. And I'm just thankful too for my brother and his family being here. They just don't know how much that means to me. And I just, it's at a time that I really needed them. And I'm just really thankful for them and their family, and to see God have his hand on their lives. And I'm just thankful for what God's done throughout all these years of my life, and as a child and as an adult. And when there were situations that I knew that there wasn't anything that I could do, that only God could work through them. And I'm just thankful that he's always been here for me.
Good to be here tonight. I think you had that second service for us, so we could be part. You know, what I was thinking as the brother was sharing the word, sometimes we don't realize what we have. We are a blessed people, because we've been in a lot of churches where they don't have what you have, and yet we take it for granted. We take it so lightly. I'll tell you, I was born in Tennessee, and a large family, and you got to get in and get it. And that's still the way it is, too. If you want something from God, God's willing to bless us, as a brother brought out, all the time, anytime. But you've got to be that open vessel. And I'll tell you, I felt the Spirit of God here tonight, and I've enjoyed myself and the hospitality and welcome. I know where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. And to feel that anointing, God saved me and delivered me over 37 years ago from a suicidal spirit. I had a gun at my head, and God delivered me from that. I was raised Baptist, brought me out of that and really saved me then and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, God always meets our needs, amen? And sometimes we're so blind we can't see the forest for the trees. We can't see the presence of God. We can't see what God's doing. But God's on the throne. He's still in control of everything. Doesn't matter what the world does. Doesn't matter what the enemy does. God's still in control, and we're his, amen? I belong to God, don't you? And he takes care of his children. He takes care of us. And I really believe all God wants us to do is be an obedient vessel. And get in there and enjoy what you have. You know, and you don't, I'm going to say this. You don't have to wait for somebody to pull the strings. You get in there and pull the strings yourself. You get in there, the vessels, God's a wonderful Father. And he's waiting just to bless us. He's waiting for us to, as a sister said, release our faith. Because it's faith that moves God. It's faith that touches God And when we dare to believe, God will always move on the scene. We've seen Him bless us through the years and, meet the need and traveling when the tanks had on empty. And, you know, you said, well, there got to be 3 gallon in there. You know that old story. And you've already drove 30, 40 miles. You say, well, God, I know there's vapor in there now. God's with us, amen? And so it's a joy to be here tonight and feel the presence of God and just how you folks just get right in. I said, well, if you're going to do it, I'm going to get in too. So I'm going to make myself at home, amen? Wherever the Spirit of God is, I'm at home, amen? And whenever faith starts coming, male or female, I want to hear it, amen? Because what it does, God works those things out in us and brings patience out in us and brings that faith alive to where we can say, God, I knew You was there all the time. You know, there's old song that you sing, He's there all the time. And He is. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And wherever you go, God is there. We don't have to worry about Him forsaking us. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That God's a present help in the time of trouble. As Apostle Paul said, the Lord is my helper. Man, He loves us so much. I'll tell you, we really don't realize how much God loves us. And He's wanting us to enter into His courts with praise and thanksgiving and be ready to get in and eat. I'm sure every one of us, if you set a table, you don't wait for somebody else to eat for you. You get in and eat yourself. Amen? That's the way I am. I love the Spirit of God. I love the things of God, the people of God. And I'll tell you, it's time and the day that we're living in that we just get in and enjoy what God has to this fullest. Amen? And it's been over 15 years since we've been in this house, but you still have the Spirit of God here. Amen? You still have that anointing, and the anointing that breaks yokes. You know, He says, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't take them home with you. Come in and relieve them there. And walk out in liberty and walk out as a free man, free woman in Christ. Knowing that He who's the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Well, I better shut up, but I'm just glad to be here tonight. Amen. We wanted to come back and visit you folks, and I'm so glad we did. So you had the service for us, I mean, because we needed to touch tonight, and that I can trust Jesus. That's those songs and the music this band's playing, that refreshes my soul. My spirit craves that. Used to be I was addicted to smoking and drinking and partying, but now I'm still addicted. But I'm addicted to Jesus now. I'm addicted to a different type of music and a different food and a different environment. You are too, aren't you? Point around somebody and say, you're addicted. Come on, how many of you are addicted tonight? If you're not, you better get addicted, because that's what it's going to take to see you through. You're going to have to get addicted to Him. You're going to have to be a person who's turned on to Christ. Amen. Sold out, amen. Oh, well, I better. Sold out to His presence. Sold out to the things of God. Your feet on the rock, somebody say amen. Established in Him. Your goings established in Him. You know who you are, amen. You know where you're going, and you know who's got your hand. Somebody say amen. You know that He'll see you through every trouble. Yeah, there's no rut that God can't get you out of. There's no valley too deep. There's no mountain too high. God will bring you through it. We're serving a God who's able tonight, folks. We're serving a God that's powerful. I don't care what else is going on. God is God. And we have to let Him be God in our life tonight. My Lord, we have to let Him be God. He wants to show up and show out in us. Somebody say amen. He wants to set your fields on fire. He wants to bubble your faith. He wants to set you on fire with His presence. Oh, no wonder the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because in the house of the Lord, one sister was talking about fellowship. How is fellowship? How many knows that fellowship with the saints of God is important? Especially if you work on a job with heathens, amen. You need the fellowship of God's saints. You need to hear the Word as it's brought out. You need to let it go and let God. Amen. Oh, I feel like having a spell tonight. Could I have a spell tonight? Whew, I feel something stirring on the inside of me tonight. I feel a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Amen. I come to get something tonight. How many come to get something? I don't want to go all those miles back to Shawnee, Oklahoma empty. I'm going back filled and full and satisfied. Somebody say amen. Woo! Hallelujah. I believe God could shout it at a drop of a hat and drop it myself. Amen. Amen. Just glad to be here tonight. glad to, I'll tell you all, you, and I say this in love, maybe you take it a little granted what you have, because there's a lot of places that don't have this anointing. They don't have the Spirit like you did. And like, you know, we're all going to have trials. That's how God perfects us. He's working us, He's making us better. Look around, somebody say, God's making you better and more into His image. I want to be like Him, don't you? I've come to this conclusion in my life. Life is not living, worth living without Christ. It's not worth living without the Holy Ghost. It's not worth living if you don't set your priorities on Him. Amen. Set your thoughts upon Him. Amen. Seek His fullness. Seek His blessings. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things. What things? Whatever you need. All these other things will be added. I'll tell you, we found God. God can make a way where just no way at all. We pastored a church for 10 years in Okemah, Oklahoma. And I'll just share this and shut up. But it was a church made up of mostly senior citizens. And we stepped out by faith because God said, build me a tabernacle. And we build. We begin to add on by faith. And we had some of them. You probably don't have none of them here. Said, oh, God, can God, can God. I'm on Social Security. Oh, can God, can. Well, duh. Have me. Hello. That don't bother God any, does it? And we kept believing. And one or two brothers said, kept believing, keep believing, keep believing. We went in debt $50,000. And somebody said, oh, my God. You know, well, God's got that. Somebody say amen. God knows how to work things out, doesn't He? Look at this beautiful sanctuary. Spencer is building a beautiful. We were just up there a couple weeks ago. But anyhow, after several months, and it was tough. It was tough, you know. Couldn't even buy her a new dress. It was tough. Hello? She had to use them hand-me-downs. Hello? Somebody know what I'm talking about? And we kept believing God and kept believing God. And one day we'd been down there. We'd been working around the church. And actually, we'd been mowing. We went back, got back home. And here come a guy, and he said, you're hard to find, preacher. I said, well, duh, we've been working. He said, my girlfriend told me to bring this to you. I said, okay. Here's a check for $61,000. Amen. Was it not? 61, and listen, that I don't know how you feel, but it's tithes. And he said, why? I don't care why, just give them here, you know. Paid off the building. Done things for God. Somebody say amen. And then what, and precious people, but what got me, and what got me is after God does something spectacular for us, after God brings you through things, then we sit back and say, God, here's another thing. You think you can handle this one? I said, oh, my God. After God's done something like that, God can do anything but fail. If we can dare to believe Him and hold on to His promises, every promise in the book's mine. Amen. Yes and yes. And if we can hold on to the promises of God, how many knows God will bring us through things? Somebody said it like this. God will bring you through a knothole if you can stand the pool. God will do it, won't He? God knows how to work things out. Listen. He's not failed. He's not weak. He's not lost any power. God's still God. He's got everything under control, and He wants to show up strong in our lives and in our church, in the body of Christ. Somebody say amen. And if we just do like you folks did, just get in and clap on beat or off beat, whichever beat, just clap. Amen, just clap. God don't care, amen. I don't think God cares what's got a beat or not. Just clap. Let everything that have breath give me praise. Amen. And give Him praise and see what God will do. Because he's a God of love, and He's a merciful. I'm glad He's so merciful to me. Forgive me many, many times and pulled me through situations and had mercy on me and just brought me through. So God bless you. It's been a pleasure to be here tonight, and we've enjoyed the presence of God. And all going home rich tonight. Amen. Going home rich. In the presence and the fellowship of God, just being among you folks, don't know many of you, hardly any of you, but it's good to be here. I recognize the Spirit. I'm acquainted with that Spirit, and that makes us kin. Somebody say amen. God bless you.
Sorry. I just want to thank the Lord for letting us be here tonight. You know, you think, you know, well, I got to go to church. You know, I want to go to church somewhere. So the Lord led us here, and we're just so thankful that he did, you know. And with a lot of the testimonies that has been brought forth, you know, a lot of places we go, they ask, do you sing? I said, no. So do you play piano? I said, no. And on the singing part, my husband goes, that's just not your, you know, gift. But the Lord said, make a joyful noise. Well, that's what I do, is make a joyful noise. I don't sing, but I can make a noise. And don't worry, I'm not going to sing, okay, guys? But, you know, they was talking about, you know, the prayers that, you know, goes up when you're in need and stuff. It reminds me of the story about Israel when he was wrestling with the angel. And he said, the angel said, and God said, I heard your prayer the first time. And he does hear our prayers. And he answers our prayers. But it's in his timing. Everything is in God's timing. You know, we've gone through a lot of things. I've gone through a lot of things in my life. But, you know, he's the potter and I'm the clay. And every time he works with me, he has to chip something off. That's not right. So he chips something else off. But once you go through the fire, you're stronger for it. Amen? And that's what he's done for us. He's made us stronger in each thing that we have gone through. And I just love him and praise him and just thank him so much for everything that he has blessed us with. He has blessed us with so many things. And I always say this, but one of these days I'm going to stand before my Lord. And I want to hear the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And I'm just looking for that day because the day is coming closer.
My name is James, Brother James Travis. I'm from Gainesville, Georgia, and I've come to see Sister Christy Coles here, which I think a lot of people probably already know. I think a lot of people knew me before I knew them. So I just want to stand up and tell everyone how happy I am to be here, how much I love the Lord, and I appreciate him getting me here safely. I want to thank the Coles, of course, again, for all their hospitality. And Brother Coles just really touched me, you know, when he was talking earlier today about the Lord. And Sister just touched something else that I've been thinking about, how we often try to rush things in life, naturally speaking. We chase so many things, and we get so distracted with our walk sometimes, you know, and we lose sight of the fact that it's in God's time. You know, his time is so much more extended than ours. We're so temporal, we lose track of that sometimes as human beings. And I can look back on my life and I think, you know, even now I sometimes catch myself getting kind of a rush for things. And I try to slow down and really listen for God and take time to listen and understand what he's trying to say to me. It's difficult at times. I'm kind of a hyper person, I guess, a lot of times. So I talk really fast. So I love the Lord, and I appreciate everything he's done for me. We were talking about this morning, how thankful we are. If we ever lose that thankfulness, it's a bad thing to lose that thankfulness. I have to remind myself daily. You know, every time I get up here lately, I've been trying to, you know, remember, thank you, Lord, for another day. You know, I'm not that old yet. I hope I live to be that old. But I, you know, things that I've gone through in life and things that I've done are starting to catch up with me physically. I've worked hard. Better part of half my life now, and doing a lot of physical things, and I've done some foolish things that have cost me, are starting to cost me now as I get older, even with all those things, you know, I'm not by any means, you know, too beat down, but I realize that some of the things I've done in the past are coming back to haunt me. I had someone tell me that once, an older gentleman, say, all those things, silly things you did as a young man are going to come back to haunt you. Well, they're starting to haunt me now. But I you know what? I thank the Lord anyway, because I'm learning. I'm learning not to be so foolish. And, you know, so I love the Lord. I don't want to stand up here and just keep on going on. But I thank you for all your hospitality. I felt a little funny. I'm not used to being the center of attention. You know, I felt everybody come to the front glass here, and I was like, whoa. That's a little unusual. Not used to that. I don't know if I was telling her just a second ago. She was telling me, she said, everybody's staring at you. And I was like, okay. And I told her, is my face red? And she says, yeah. I said, okay. Well, you know. I said, then when I got up just a second ago, I didn't know that sister was still standing or had stood up. And I was like, and I was waiting on the mark. Then I looked back and she's standing up. And I was like, ooh. A little embarrassing, but that's okay. I need that. I need that. I really do. generally, I'm pretty shy. So I love the Lord. Thank you all again for having me here and allowing me to come in and just share the Lord with you.
I'm thankful to be here tonight and that all of you could be here. And yeah, I don't want to let two visits go by without getting up and saying something. I don't want everyone to see, oh, Isaac's here. He's not going to get up. You don't want to become the person who doesn't get up and say anything or contribute. And I don't know how to top all these testimonies, really. And I was going to say that after Sister Cindy got up, and then after he got up, and then he was saying everything I was thinking. So, you know, if you could get up and say ditto, and that would be as good as everyone else's, I would, but I can't do that, you know. Everything this in this service tonight, I've just been thinking, just like they were saying, just look what the Lord has done. And in terms of look what the Lord has done in my life, you know, I've grown up in this church, in this body, and I've been here for 19 years, and you still get to find out what kind of person you would be if you weren't led by God, you know, just through phases in your life. And, you know, the older I get, the more I realize how much of my personality depends on the Spirit of the Lord in my life. And you guys, my mom says this all the time, and my mom's like the nicest person in the world. She tells her coworkers this: you guys wouldn't like me if I didn't know God. I wouldn't be the same person at all. And that's how I feel about myself today. And it's the only thing, the worst thing I have to fear in my life is me. And I battle myself every day in my human nature and my spirit. And it's the Spirit of the Lord that keeps me in check, and it's the Spirit of the Lord that keeps me here and keeps me striving for something better, for something real. And, you know, I'm real thankful for the Smiths for taking me in, and for Rachel for, you know, being a great friend and being a good person and wanting to see me. And thankful for Andrew and Brittany. They gave me a place to stay last time, and Brother Mark this time, and I'm real thankful for all these people here, and it's good to go someplace and just be surrounded by great influences, you know. I have great influences at home, and now I know I have great influences in Arkansas, and I'm just really thankful to be here tonight.
I'm just really happy to be here tonight, and I just want to thank everybody in the church for doing what they have to help me and my dad get through our lives in Arkansas. And I'm just really blessed to be here tonight, and I thank everybody for what all they've done for us tonight, and I'm just really happy to be here.
out a Bible study and have our services in the afternoon, and I tell them what a wonderful fellowship that we have, getting acquainted with more people and knowing each other more, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And today has been a great day, and I thought of how the Spirit has been. And then our visitors, I appreciate all of our visitors that have come, and I noticed that Brother Durham, we're having more visitors all the time, and you know, that's encouraging. That's really encouraging. And I know when I was just a young girl growing up, we lived back in the field. Of course, we was farmers, and we lived back in the field. And when anyone come, we knew they was coming to our house because we was the last house, you know. And not that we're the last place here, but we're so glad that we're on the main road and they come by to see us, you know. I know the Texas people, when they come through here, it's just a straight shot, you know, to wherever they're going. So we're just glad that all of our visitors have come to be with us tonight and to feel this good spirit. And it makes me to feel a camp meeting spirit. Now, when I was growing up, well, we had camp meetings, and in the wintertime, we didn't have a church. We had, in the wintertime, we had it in a home. And then in the summertime, we had it outside and some big oak trees. And people come from miles around, truckloads of people, wagon loads. Yes, it was back in my early days, and I'm not ancient yet, but anyway, that was a long time ago. But we had fun. We had fun. We really had a good time. And people would come, and you could hear the people shouting for miles around. And I thought how wonderful today this spirit was. And I thought, Lord, it just feels so good. It just, such a freedom that we feel. And I thought how wonderful that it was today. And I reminisced the times of how that we didn't have a way to go. And so we got out and then we started walking. We walked the dusty roads, and the road would be full of people going to church. And you didn't have to beg or ask or wonder. When time come, everybody went. They was happy to go because they liked that good feeling, just like this a black lady one time. Every time that they had a prayer line, she was in it. She'd always go up and be prayed for. And she said, white folks, I want to tell you one thing. I'm not sick. Said, I just like that good feeling. So that's the way we are around here. We like that good feeling. Hallelujah. Oh, it don't make a difference whether you're sick or what have you. You know, just to get under the spout where the glory comes out. It's a wonderful feeling, and I thought how that the world, all it's terrible. It's terrible to think of the condition of the world today, and to think that you and I can come to church, and we can get under the presence of the Lord and feel His good spirit and go home with victory in our soul. Hallelujah. And next week, feel good. And I know used to when I'm a farm girl, and we pick cotton and chop cotton. We would go to church and have a good time and go back home and get to picking cotton, get happy in the cotton patch, and somebody would take off down through the cotton patch and knock the cotton out. Then you had to pick it up and put it in your sack. But anyway, it was wonderful. And I'll tell you, this great spirit, this great way that we're living is wonderful. And I thought how that people wonders, that our poor old Pentecost people, or poor holiness, whatever you want to call us, we just go to church all the time, but they don't know what a good time that we have. We go home with victory in our soul. We go home feeling good. We don't have a bad day. But God is with us, and I just appreciate it so much. And I thought how that whenever there's an item, a natural produce or any kind of item on the news that they want to sell, they tell you how good it is, how good it tastes, what all you can do with it. And I thought how wonderful this is. We can certainly tell you all about it. It's the best you've ever tasted. It's the best you've ever felt. And I'll tell you, it'll make you a wonderful person. And we can go sweeping on to glory one of these days. So this is just a wonderful life. I tell you, I appreciate the Lord. I'm so happy that He dealt with my life when I was just a young girl. I've always desired to live for the Lord. I just always admired the people of God. I thought it's just wonderful to live for the Lord. And I, of course, used to, they thought when you was little children that you didn't know what you was doing until you was half grown. And I found out that we've had some little children around here that got the Holy Ghost when I was 4 or 5 years old, and they knew what they was doing too. And I thought how that we're a people that we know what we're doing. God has blessed us and give us a wonderful chance to live for Him. And I thought how wonderful it'd be to live for the Lord. And so when I was 14 years old, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was about like the black lady I was telling you about. But every time that they had service, I was there to get the Holy Ghost, and then I received it. So I'm so thankful that I have come this way, that the Lord dealt with me, and that I met this wonderful people. When I was just growing up, for a long time we didn't even have a Bible in our home because my folks were not Christian people. They was good moral people, but they wasn't Christian people, so we didn't have a Bible in our home. And at school, you know, used to, you could, you know, they would let you read scriptures and sing Bible, sing Christian songs. And I've told this before, but that we was memorizing Bible verses, and they would give us a little testament. And so I thought, oh, I'd like to have that. I just really would like to have that little testament. So I just really thought, well, now I'm going to do that. I was always shy. And so I rose to my feet, and I gave the verses, and I got the little testament, and I began to read the Word of God. And then I began to think. I thought, Lord, I'd like to know You better. I'd like to live for You. And so I began to think how that the world is full of religion. It's just like the earth. Did you know that the earth is full of seed? I know I raise a garden, and I can go out and plow my garden out. Sister Cole, you and me, we're farmers, aren't we? Yep. I got my own tiller. I know how to use it, and I use it. And so, but anyway, I plow my garden good, and first thing you know, here comes the weeds. And I thought, well, my goodness, I just got rid of them. Where did they all come from? But you know, the earth is just kind of like religion. It's full of seed. So today, I'm thankful that we've found the right thing. We've found the right thing. So anyway, God is so good to us, and I just I thought, well, I would like to live for God. I'd like to know the right thing. And so one day I didn't pray a long agonizing prayer, but I meant what I said. And I said, Lord, I'd like to live for You, and I want the right thing. There's so much going on out here. Everybody says they're right and all, and some can do just anything they want to, and they're supposed to go to heaven. And others live stricter. Well, they're going to heaven too. All these different beliefs. I said, Lord, I'd like to know what's right. And I just, like I say, I didn't pray a long agonizing prayer, but I meant business. And did you know that I began together with the older saints? I was just a teenager at that time. And the ladies of our community began together and have prayer meeting. And I always went along. And we began to pray that the Lord would send us someone that could teach us the Word of God. They said, well, we can read the Word of God, but we need to know what it means. And the Word of God means what it says if you know what it means. Sometimes it'll say something and you think, well, what is this all about, you know? But you've got to know really what the meaning of it is. So anyway, we began to pray that the Lord would send us someone that could teach us the Word of God. And so a minister of this body of people come to our community. And I had read things in this little testament that I was really disturbed about. And I thought, well, I said to myself, some of these days, somebody's going to tell me what this means. And do you know that this minister that come to our community was preaching, and he went right down the line. He answered every question that was in my mind, and I didn't even ask. I didn't even ask it. And I knew by that there was something to the teaching of this body of people, because I did not ask a question, but my questions all got answered. So anyway, I just appreciate this people. I appreciate the Word of God, and I'm glad that we are told the truth. You know, we don't realize what's really in us. I mean, we do more than we used to. But you know, we've got things in us that we can't make if we don't get rid of it. And I thought, I'm glad to get to come to church where they tell us what's wrong with us. Just like when you go to a doctor, you know something's wrong with you, but you don't know just what it all is. But then when you, when he checks you over, he tells you, well, you got this wrong, that, and something else, and you've got to have an operation and all like that. Well, you know what? We're having an operation too. The Lord's really cutting on us, you know. And so I'm really thankful. I appreciate that so much, that we are coming here and the Word of God is taught to us and tell us just exactly what kind of person we are, what we're going to have to get rid of, and how we're going to have to look, how we're going to have to walk upright before the Lord. I tell you, folks, I appreciate that. And I know I can't go like I am. I got to get rid of some things. And I try to behave myself, but sometimes I'm not a very good person, you know. Y'all might not believe that. Y'all think I'm sweet, but I'm not so sweet. Oh, goodness. But anyway, the Lord knows all about it, man. He is so merciful, and to give us this wonderful chance to be a people that he's called out. And we are a peculiar people, but the Word said that we're zealous of good things. So I know that we're peculiar to the world, but we're the chosen of God, and what God does is peculiar to the world, because the world looks at the natural side and we looking at the spiritual side. So I appreciate the Lord for all he's doing for us, and I realize that everything that we go through, that we should not complain, because God is doing it for our benefit. And so I realize that it's I know I was reading this week, studying. I told my husband, I said, I'll tell you right now, to live for God is more than what meets the eye. I said, it's going to take something for us to make it. And you can't just come to church and just, you know, have a good time and go home and do what you want to, because it just don't work that way. We've got to really get down to business. I mean, I know I have, and I mean, that's the way we've been taught, you know. And I'm glad that we're a people that tells you the truth about it and tells us what we've got to do. But it's a wonderful walk, and regardless what we get rid of, we'll be much better off when we do get rid of it. So tonight, I'm thankful for this way. I appreciate it, and I had the baptism since I was 14 years old, and won't be long, I'm going to have a birthday, and y'all can look at my hair and tell that I'm getting older, and got a few teeth missing, and I'm fixing them some other way, and I'm kind of crippled in one leg, but I'm still going. I'm still ready to march on with the people of God. So anyway, this is a wonderful way, and I've enjoyed tonight. I've enjoyed all the good talks that we've had. Really, the Spirit has just been wonderful tonight, and I appreciate all of our visitors that have come, and I hope that when they come back again that we'll be further up the mountain and we'll be shouting the a lot more. We'd be better people. We'd be closer to perfection. So anyway, it's a wonderful trip, and I'm so glad that I'm this far on my journey, and I desire to go the rest of the way. Praise God.
Isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for him? Doesn't he thrill me with his blessings every day? Doesn't he watch right over you? Doesn't he love you through and through? Isn't it good to serve your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for him? Doesn't he thrill you with his blessings every day? Doesn't he watch right over you? Doesn't he love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for him? Doesn't he thrill you with his blessings every day? Oh, doesn't he watch right over you? Doesn't he love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for him? Doesn't he thrill you with his blessings every day? Oh, doesn't he watch right over you? Doesn't he love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Yes, isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Yes, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Yes, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Isn't it good to live your life for the Lord? Yes, isn't it good to serve the Lord? Oh, isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Oh, doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord?
Didn't have your needs met, come back Wednesday. It's been a wonderful weekend, hasn't it? All the company we've had, God sent us along some good help while our pastor was gone. Why don't we give the Lord a thanks before we go home? Let's ask Him to cover our life. Sister Tally, do you want to say something? You're just praising God. Huh?
Hey, all right. Shindig at the Yorks.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow, Sister York? Sister York? Oh, okay.
Labor Day shindig.
All right, I really love coconut cream pie. I really do love coconut. Y'all gonna be there? All right. They always, Brother and Sister York, they know how to host God's people. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock at Brother Doug's and Sister Yvonne's, and bring enough for your family plus some extra. Go and let's have a good time. Why don't we thank the Lord, ask Him to cover our life, and let's pray that God would really help the Tally family this week, the funeral Saturday. Let's pray that God would help them, be merciful to them, and comfort the family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, all right. Yeah, they lost their grandmother, didn't they? Let's pray for them. The funeral's Friday also. Let's pray for them. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your mercy, for your goodness. God, we ask you for your comfort for these two families, Lord, over the loss of these two loved ones. Lord, we pray that you would comfort them, touch their hearts, God, and use this to reach out and to be a witness and to touch people's hearts and affect their lives. God, cover them as they travel, Lord, and watch over them. God, go with each one of us, Lord, this week, and use us. God, help us to be a city set on a hill, Lord. Bring people our way that we can testify about your love and about your mercy. Cover our life, Lord. Watch over us and bring us back again safely Wednesday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, you're dismissed into the care and the keeping of the Lord. Shake hands and be friendly. God bless y'all.